It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
police arrested 45-year-old Stephen Rollins for investigation of leaving the scene of an accident involving death. Police say a neighbor called them last night and reported the truck matching the suspect vehicle description, and that truck also had damage to the front.
Second, fire restrictions in parts of central and southern Utah had now been rescinded. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Downtown drivers, you need to avoid 4th South between 4th and 5th West due to a serious injury accident and a crash. Still tying up traffic for Davis County drivers. The accident happened northbound I-15 prior to Layton Parkway. Traffic backed up to Farmington. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Highs right around 90 with thunderstorm chances through the weekend. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's 93 degrees, partly cloudy in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger, the House delivering a big chunk of the Biden agenda.
On this vote, the yeas are 220, the nays are 207. The resolution, the motion is adopted.
Moments ago, members passed the Inflation Reduction Act. House Speaker Pelosi reading a letter from President Biden before the vote.
And today, Madam Speaker, is a day of celebration, a day we take another giant step in our momentous agenda.
The Senate passed the sweeping legislation last weekend. The Justice Department's looking into the possible violations of at least three criminal statutes, including espionage, now that a federal judge has unsealed the search warrant, which allowed FBI agents to search former President Trump's Florida home.
The newly unsealed filing shows the FBI recovered 11 sets of documents of various classifications. The filing does not explain why those materials left the White House in the first place and ended up former President Trump's residence in Florida. The FBI issued a subpoena to try and recover all of this before Monday's search to collect four sets of top secret documents, three sets of secret documents, and three sets of documents described as confidential. There was also a various set of documents with classifications indicating they're only meant to be viewed in a secure area. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Family of actress Anne Heche announcing her death.
Anne Heche got her start in soaps on the show Another World in the early 90s.
I didn't have a choice.
The role scored her a daytime Emmy and more TV shows and movies, including 1998's 6 Days, 7 Nights opposite Harrison Ford.
I like people looking, just not you.
A high-profile relationship with Ellen DeGeneres followed, struggles with mental illness, and claims she was sexually abused as a child by her father. Heche continued to act, though, recently on Chicago PD, and she had several upcoming projects. Anne Heche was 53. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Salman Rushdie's in surgery after he was stabbed today during an appearance in upstate New York. You're listening to ABC News.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. So since last night, there's been this slow but unstoppable leak of information about the FBI visit to Mar-a-Lago. Now, this afternoon, as you just heard from ABC News, we finally have some definitive information about the raid. ABC's Dave Packer is joining us live. So we just heard what the FBI found at Mar-a-Lago. Do we have any further details about specifically what documents might have been there?
Well, there have obviously there's those top secret documents, several of them, and we're not going to find out necessarily what was contained in those documents, although there have been reports from other news outlets relating it to nuclear weapons. We're not confirming that at this point, but what we can say is that there were some other documents in there you may have heard about, kind of interesting. Sort of a dossier about French President Macron. Another one, the clemency documentation when he pardoned Roger Stone, his associate, and some other things in there as well. But you would imagine that the ones that are the most sensitive are the ones that we're not going to find out about. Now, it relates, again, you know, there are three separate criminal statutes cited in this warrant, including violations of the Espionage Act, and that that kicks in when you have documents of this nature that are removed unauthorized from the U.S. government or government facilities. These top secret documents are only supposed to be viewed in those facilities and by a select few people.
I mean, that's a charge of spying, basically, that they could be investigating him for. So what does the former president say after the release of the information in the warrant?
Well, and again, he did say before this, he said, go ahead and release this information. He said that on his social media platform. Of course, he could have released the warrant on Monday. He waited for the Justice Department to do it. He's saying, though, that these documents, he declassified them before he left office. And therefore, that would put him in the clear. Now, there's no log of that or indication of that. So it's hard to say that that's the case. And it's also hard to say that some of these documents, if they're that sensitive, could be declassified.
All right. Thanks a lot. A little bit of an explanation on what's been going on this afternoon in the Mar-a-Lago case. ABC's Dave Packer joining us live. And Dave, have a good weekend. KSL News Time 4:20.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.